with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend. I hope you're out of bed or in your backyard firing up a grill or a smoker or maybe even a deep fryer because you know what? It's the weekend. Get out and create some grill envy in your neighborhood. And Barbecue Bob is back after 3 weeks of work and play. And the last part of that was spent in the British Virgin Islands, a place called Joost Van Dyke. And
see, you're already talking like a Hollander.
Well, you just
they call it Joost.
Well, I jest, and I'm sorry. But at the end of the day, I'm sure you had some great food and drink down there, and we really haven't taken a dive into that yet.
No,
so let's do that.
Let's do that. And once again, I want to send a big shout out and a welcome to WOND, the super talker from New Jersey. Welcome the Longport media company to the Grilling Guys network affiliates.
Atlantic City, baby.
Happy to have the New Jersey boys around because they've done a lot for us in the past.
Big Paul, he's been good to us.
Via Big Paul Rotella. So let's play a little interview that I've got here. It's called Rudy's Market in the center of the town in the Great Bay. Randolph is the son. He's taken over mom and dad's market. He's turning it into the place that the tourists love because it was a little bitty market and it's turning into really quite something. So this is Randolph, super good guy. I talk to him every day for 10 days. We got to be great friends. Let's listen in.
So Randolph, you turned me on to something really cool in terms of making this painkiller proper, and you actually own a bar right in front of your supermarket, so that's pretty unique. And you went up and you grabbed a bottle of some awesome rum. Tell me about that.
Well, the rum name is Brugal. It's one of the fastest upcoming rum in the Virgin Islands. It's made in Santo Domingo. It's replacing the Cruzan and the Pulsar's rum in the bars. It's a very smooth rum, has a little bite to it, but it's perfect to use for painkillers, pina coladas, and even mixed drinks with Coke or fruit punch.
It is fantastic. I'm sipping on it right now. That's actually a sipping rum. It's so good tasting. You can literally just drink it on the rocks or straight up as a shot.
That's correct, Bob.
So the curry, I notice a lot of curry in the food around here. Tell me how all that works out.
Well, the curry is, of course, a staple seasoning in the Virgin Islands. We use it in chicken, curry goat, and also we use it in roti. Roti is something like a pot pie in
really?
The U.S. is with wraps, vegetables. You can use beef, chicken. It's a very good, delicious dish down here.
And you said goat also is curry.
Yes, you can use curry goat. You can use curry in goat. That is a very staple food down here.
So is the roti, is that a curry-flavored meat in the roti?
Yes, it is.
So it's kind of like a pasty.
Yes.
Jop, no gravy on this one. So, again, this is Barbecue Bob. I am down in Joost Van Dyke. I'm at Rudy's Marketplace. He's kind of like the mayor of the island, I would say, because everybody comes here. He's shaking his head no, but he's a lovable soul. He comes from Florida, moved back home to work in his parents' business here, and it's just a fantastic market. Everything you need for a stress-free life. Randolph, thanks so much for joining the Grilling Guys today.
Thank you, Bob, and I really appreciate it.
Back to you, Jop.
So Bob Randolph sounds like he might be the mayor of the city, man. He's got
That's
a control of everything, and people are coming and asking him stuff while you're doing the interview.
I couldn't even interview him. Right. It was ridiculous, but the guy's busy. He actually took me out on his boat. He's got a center console.
Like a whaler or something?
Yeah, you know, something like a cobia or something, 26 foot with a couple outboards on it. And we ran out into... Our resort was on something they call White's Bay or White Bay. And that's where the Soggy Dollar and all these famous bars are. Ivan's Resort is on the other end of it. So we're in this big bay. His traps, he had a bunch of fish cages and traps set for lobster and all these things.
So they bait these things with some sort of...
They don't bait them at all. He sets these cages in the ocean with bleach bottles and milk bottles on them and just comes back in a day or two, and there's fish swimming around in them.
Really?
Because they're just curious. They want to take a swim, and they end up in prison.
And then on a plate.
So, yeah, so he took me out in his 26-foot center console, and I stood up on the bow and pulled the cages in, and he just went place to place, and we came back with a bunch of fish.
So he has, so he's like not a commercial fisherman, really?
No.
He sells us at his
market? Just, nope, no, that was just for his family.
Oh.
He's just a dad trying to make a living.
Okay.
So he's got a couple rental boats. He's got a little supermarket. You know, that's what you do there. The people that are industrious in the BVI, they have three businesses.
I see.
And the people that really don't care, they just work for somebody, and they're never going to have any money. But the industrious guys are actually kind of building an economy down there. It's cool to watch.
Because
the guys
that
are busy are incredibly busy.
This Joost Van Dyke that you were on, you said it was a relatively small island.
Very small.
So how many people live there?
300.
300 people live there.
Yep.
So this thing's like, for a Michigander, it's like Mackinac Island or something.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Great analogy. And, and if you're on the White Beach or White Bay where we were, when you look straight across, you're seeing St. Thomas.
Okay.
It's about 10 miles. You can see all of St. Thomas. At night, St. Thomas is all lit up. We got like three lights on our island.
Yeah, right.
And one of them was my lantern.
So people go to town, so to speak, go across to St. Thomas.
You just walk. No, well, I suppose you go to Tortola. It's a little bit closer because you can also see Tortola. But so anyway, this beach has a very famous bar called the Soggy Dollar, and it's called the Soggy Dollar because these ships come in, cruise ships dock, and they send dinghies of people in. This stretch of beach is world-renowned. I mean, it's just shop after shop, bars, restaurants, and there's like 10 or 12 of them, and they're really nothing more than shacks, most of them. But the people out front are clad in bathing suits, thongs, and you'd love
not
the thong
on their feet.
You'd love all the European guys in their thongs. Trust me.
There's a man law coming about that.
I think it's already written.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's so unique because nobody lives there, but these boatloads of people come in, and then there's all kinds of people leasing catamarans for a week from Tortola or St. Thomas, and these folks, they spend $6,000 to $8,000 for a week, and you've got a nice catamaran sail. They're really powered. I didn't see a sail up on one of them. But so it'll sleep like eight people, and heck of a nice way to see the Caribbean. There's another great vacation idea. So they just pull up out front. The dinghies are all over the beach, and people are having a ball on this mile-wide stretch of beach.
Right.
So the Soggy Dollar is named that because when you get in to pay for your drink, you're coins and your dollar bills are all wet because you had to wade in.
I see. You only bring the dinghies in so far.
That's right.
You moor them and,
that's
and,
right.
and wade the rest of the way.
So they're famous for the painkiller. That Brugal rum that Randolph was talking about makes a painkiller. And a painkiller is a lot like a pina colada, but they also add orange juice and then they put it over rocks. They shake it and put it over rocks. Every bar there grinds fresh nutmeg to put on top of their drink.
What's the draw with that?
It's cool. Dude, you should know better than anybody. It's a
changes
profile.
The flavor profile.
It's a profile.
But they are okay. Now I'm from Michigan, right? I don't know what a nutmeg looks like.
I brought some back.
Did you?
I'll give you one. I brought you some soup mix too that I can't wait to give you. I'm sorry that I didn't bring it today.
Soup mix?
Yeah, it's a joke. It's a little inside there. But another big drink that they have is rum punch. And this Brugal has replaced Pusser's, which is kind of the big rum
for
the pricey rum. Pusser's, well, now Brugal is taking over the pricey rum market, and it's $2 less a bottle, right? The painkiller is a big deal. Another drink that is huge down there is the Bushwhacker.
The Bushwhacker?
Yeah. The Bushwhacker's
really
good,
too. Maybe you had a couple of those, and that's why you can't remember what's quite in them?
Dude, I tell you, every day by a certain point in time during the day, you were going to try something like
that. Nap time? Is that what you were trying every afternoon?
I had some quality naps. Maureen and I actually brought our hammocks. So we were napping on the beach every day.
BYOH. All right, man.
That's yeah, cool. Well, we were camping under palm trees.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
No.
Coming up next, we might take a little bit of dive back into North Carolina. We might not. I might want to talk about some more of this fish that Barbecue Bob ate when he was down in the British Virgin Islands. You listen to the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.